Good morning and happy Friday. I'm speaking with Melissa Mangini, Editor-in-Chief of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jesse.
Let's get right to it. You have a story this week on Stort Shops, which plans to spend $70 million on expansions this year.
Yes, Stort has aggressive expansion plans this year that will include 10 new stores and increasing the size of its distribution and warehouse center. You know, they've spent about $50 million each of the past 3 years, and they project that they'll spend about $70 million this year. The addition of 10 new stores will increase Stort's store count to 346. Six of the new shops will be located in the Capital Region. Stores are being planned in Albany, Clifton Park, Gilderland, Moreau, Rotterdam, and Scodac. And the other stores are planned in Fishkill, Poughkeepsie, Catskill, and New Windsor. The expansion of Stort's warehouse and distribution center is to accommodate the store count and the demand for more food-to-go products. Stort's plans to pick a contractor for that warehouse project in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Also in the headlines, the Capital District Transportation Authority is testing electric buses on routes across Albany. Tell me a little bit more about that plan.
That's right. They have 4 fully electric buses now on routes across the region. It's a $4 million investment, which is aimed at reducing carbon emissions and getting ahead of New York State's aggressive climate goals. These 4 buses will be used as part of a 6-month pilot to gather data about range, performance, and the feasibility of electric buses, as things like temperature, hills, and driver behavior can affect the range. CDTA's pilot makes Albany the first city in upstate New York to test electric buses, but cities across the country have already tried them with varying degrees of success. The biggest obstacles reported so far have been that climates are either too cold or too hot, and routes with big hills, both of which can drain the batteries of the electric buses. Industry experts hope that electric buses will become more feasible as battery technology improves. For CDTA customers, not much will change during the pilot. The interiors of the buses are basically the same, and the only major noticeable difference is that the electric buses are silent when they're not moving.
Melissa Mangini is the editor-in-chief of the Albany Business Review, where you can read these stories and more. Thank you for speaking with me, Melissa. We'll check in with you next week.
Thanks so much.